What did Florida do in response to this once it became apparent that there was a real problem with addiction and trafficking?
Well, led by Attorney General Pam Bondi, who was a real champion for pushing for additional regulations on these pain clinics, that they would have to be registered. That was one of the big things. But she was also a champion behind pushing for a prescription drug registry. Governor Scott, who was against it before he was for it, finally threw his weight behind that. That got passed, and there were some battles with getting it funded, but eventually money came in to do that. So these policy changes, along with the prescription drug registry, helped to stem the tide of the pill mill trade here in Florida.
So now this new Centers for Disease Control report comes out and says that from 2010 approximately to 2012, these numbers have dropped dramatically in Florida. So we're seeing some success.
Absolutely. The CDC report notes that the deaths from prescription drugs fell 23% in Florida. And that's a major significant drop, because at the height of the pill mill epidemic here in Florida, seven people a day were dying in relation to this prescription drug abuse. In addition, the report notes that the number of overdose deaths from oxycodone, which was one of the more abused of these prescription drugs, has dropped 52%.
So we're seeing a lot of positive response, clearly. But there are a few unintended consequences here, right?
Certainly the biggest unintended consequence is with the decrease in the abuse of prescription drugs, the rise in the abuse of heroin has come in its stead. South Florida in particular, a new report has come out that says that heroin use there is of epidemic proportion. But South Florida and Miami-Dade in particular aren't the only areas in Florida where heroin abuse has spiked in recent years. Orlando, for instance, and Sarasota are some other trouble spots. So while Florida has made great strides in reducing the pill mill epidemic, our vigilance needs to be increased to try to stem the heroin trade.
You mentioned the prescription drug database. There are still a couple of questions about that.
Yes. Well, funding is still an issue with that, but also the fact that there are some people who claim that there is some potential for abuse with the prescription drug database. They're worried about privacy issues with that. And I guess Florida has to come to the conclusion that the benefits that the database provides, which again, as the statistics from the CDC report point out, people are not dying, and that's certainly a great benefit that this prescription drug database provides. We have to decide that the benefits outweigh the potential risk here.
Do you feel like they do?
I would say that they do, yes. I think that the reports of abuse of the system are few and far between, but again, the numbers are showing that people aren't dying, so that is a concrete benefit that we should take to heart rather than having these fears of what could happen. We are seeing what is happening, and that is a good thing.
Thank you very much for your time, Daryl.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.